今日的经文是在新约的腓立比书一章三至十一节，今日的版本是新译本，请听我读出。我每逢想到你们，就感谢我的神，每次为你们大家祈求的时候，总是欢欢喜喜地祈求，为了你们从头一天直到现在都在福音的事工上有份，我就感谢我的神。我深信那在你们中间开始了美好工作的，到了基督耶稣的日子必成全这工作。为你们众人，我有这样的思想是合宜恰当的，因为你们常常在我心里，无论我是在捆锁之中或在辩护和证实福音的时候，你们都和我一同分享神的恩典。我是怎样以基督耶稣的心肠切切地想念你们众人，这是神可以为我作见证的。我所祷告的是要你们的爱心在充足的知识和各样的见识上多而又多，使你们可以辨别是非，成为真诚无可指责的人，直到基督的日子。靠着耶稣基督结满了公义的果子，使神得着荣耀和赞美。圣经一段读笔，愿神祝福听他话语并行他话语的人。以下正道的时间，今日的讲题是你是谁人的灵情土伴。今日为我们正道的是我们主任牧师罗哲牧师，麻烦。
不知道出门口的时候有没有雪，今早都在 Burnaby 出门口的时候都有几滴的雪花，我知道北温都是颇多雪的，但是都是、都不算严重，看天气报告在芝加哥、或者是在其他不同地方的大雪，我们这些都是小巫见大巫。不过上礼拜日我不在这里，一去了、在 Manitoba 当中很近 Winnipeg 的地方有一个的学习进修时间，咁嘅地方咧系离开 Winnipeg 揸车都要一个钟头，一个嘅好细嘅浮仔，得望镜嘅啫。咁点去嗰度咧？原来嗰度咧有个地方，有间教会叫做咧 Southland Church， 有个特别嘅聚会叫做咧 Church Renewal 啊，呢个嘅啊 Weekend 呢个教会更新一个嘅周末，第十八届啦，一年举行三次。学乜嘢咧？咁都系学咧点去更新自己啦，同埋咧更新教会啦。那个牧者咁佢咧都系。他有二十年的牧会经验，他觉得是很想跟人分享上帝在教会的恩典。在他接棒的时候，他说他教会他接手之前那五年呢分裂了三次，很多痛苦事，就到接手的时候教会只有150人。二十年之后他教会有5000人，都不是因为数字缘故，反而是他说当中他说神很祝福复兴他们教会。在很多年前，当他的太太的师母患了严重的疾病，差不多是生死之间，激动了很多教会弟兄姊妹不住为师母祈祷，就一路祈祷，将这个的祷告的或者是风气扣除叫做一个文化，慢慢渗入了弟兄姊妹生命当中。慢慢当我再推动这个的复兴祷告运动的时候，发觉大家都很预备好一起去寻求神，去祷告来到去服侍。我喜欢他的那个的口号，就是喜乐和一个的慷慨 Joy and Generosity。 他真的很慷慨地给所有牧者去，不单止给你有东西吃，还有他又给你住宿，给弟兄姊妹的家开放给你们可以住在当中。更加欣赏他们的那个服侍，就是他们他们服侍了很多的小朋友，还有借之祈祷服侍小朋友当中，他有 15% 是这个叫做、那些是寄养家庭的小朋友 foster kid， 即是那些是、被政府拎走了的小朋友，多数都放在 Winnipeg 的酒店当中自生自灭，没有人来。他说他求问上帝有什么可以服侍呢，这样教会很多小朋友有 15% 的来自这些家庭，相当艰难，但政府欣赏他们服侍社区工作。他们不单止是祈祷，他们每年 感恩节收集的食物给啲贫穷人咧，佢去教会隔篱开一个中心出嚟服侍贫穷人嘅。我问佢哋，哇，佢净系感恩节收到食物都16吨，跟住春天咧出去执垃圾都8吨垃圾。我见到佢咧都好唔单止即系净系只祷告，更加系愿意咧服侍社区。有一晚祈祷会，佢哋越洋广播，广播喺巴拿马一班嘅弟兄，佢哋差遣出去嘅短宣队，佢哋派咗30个男人去到森林当中咧。去传道做这个的方工作，三十个男人都仲要是哇一起去报道去宣教，所以欣赏呢上帝在当中很多奇妙的服侍。当然你说有什么特别，其实没特别的话呢，读圣经祈祷也都很深想的东西，上帝今日依然呢透过祈祷和读经呢依然向人说话，上帝依然很真实在人的当中。星期六他们的祈祷很特别，你觉得是很无聊的，回来这么远，这么远水路去到 Winnipeg 的地方去学祈祷，还是什么祈祷？认罪祈祷。我们8:30早上开始直到夜晚8:00都是认罪祈祷，3个人彼此开声认罪祈祷，3个人都不同，我三个，即是我的三组人是都是牧师，一个是黑人，一个是白人，我是中国人，三牧师第一次见面不识的，大家一起认罪祈祷。他的心想呢，唯有求神洁净了我们，我才可以听到神的声音，求神洁净了我们才可以被神去使用。星期六全日就是8:30到8:00就是认罪祈祷，一起去经历那个更新。不过当然的气欲就是星期日夜晚的祈祷会，很震撼，就是那晚都很冷，-30几度35度，有1500人参加祈祷会。哇，好，1500人祈祷会，我呢都是咁冻仲返祈祷会，是吧，他们很认真的祈祷。更加欣赏他们呢，他说即是祈祷会，他说他们都是风雪不改的。我真的，他说是啊，有次呢大雪到呢连 highway 即是公路都封埋，太大雪了，他说那次，但是都没有取消到。那晚有800人返祈祷会，哇，有没有搞错啊，这么犀利，他说即是他祈祷是他们教会的一个的很紧要的属灵操练，是理真的，他们是理真的。睇佢哋咧，要入会嘅标准系咩咧？我都有会籍班噶嘛。入会标准系先翻3个礼拜教会嘅训练班，学点祈祷。我真系好认真啊！3个礼拜学祈祷，先至可以有机会入会成为会友。好认真去祈祷。所以今日咧，透过呢个佢哋经历啦，我谂下，哎呀，有乜嘢可以同大家分享咧？我谂起腓立比教会，一间都几好嘅教会。比起其他教会都不错，教会一路的爱主传福音。保罗为什么为这间教会祈祷呢？准备呢星期二我们农历新年，是吧，都是一些应该正面的信息，所以你揀这段经文呢，是保罗怎样为腓立比教会祈祷。一间几好的教会都几好了，是吧，怎祈祷呢？还有什么为祈祷呢？所以透过今天的经文呢，跟大家一起去思考，一起去应用。今日经文咧好简单，咁咧就第3至8节咧就讲到嗰个感恩啦，跟住咧第9至11节就系嗰个祈祷求乜嘢啦咁样。不过今日咧特别去留意一样嘢，就系保罗为啲咩感恩咧？9至11节佢祈祷求乜嘢咧？保罗感恩嘅事同埋佢祈求嘅事，比我哋平时嘅感恩祈求有咩唔同咧？有什么可以学到呢？就今天透过这段经文去一起去学习的功课。当然大家知道保罗写卷书的时候坐紧监，当时监仓的环境都是比较是即是不是那么理想。这个图画就是当时罗马那个的政府整立的监仓，都是地下就是有个窿，下面有地牢，就将人放在下面，都是黑蒙蒙冻冰冰，好多人在下面，咁咧就都系相当艰难。其实根据咧教会历史，保罗同彼得都系喺嘅监仓里边咧嚟到去咧被囚。所以保罗喺呢个咁嘅被囚嘅地方，谂起腓立比教会写咗今日嘅腓立比书信。你见到书咧，有机会翻主日，你知道咧充满咗个字眼就系喜乐啊 ，joy。哇，点喜乐啊？咁嘅情况点喜乐咧？所以保罗咧有睇一啲我睇唔到嘅嘢，甚至乎咧对教会、对自己、对上帝都份咧属灵嘅洞见，今日可以学习，以至咧我喺困境当中，喺唔完美嘅教会里边咧，我都揾到地方，仲可以感恩， 甚至有一间几好嘅教会，又可以仲可以为佢尽心嘅成长去祈祷嘅。今日开始咧，那个嘅感恩咧喺第三至八节当中咧，我俾佢题目叫做咧感恩三重奏。一般咧感恩我都会咧为自己啊感谢神啊，年尾啦，或者你都啱啱十月做过啦，系嘛？感谢神冇穿冇烂，身体健康系嘛？哎呀，多咗屋企人，或者换咗新屋，或换咗新车，换咗新工系嘛？好多时候都系为咗自己屋企或者嚟自己生命多咗啲嘢系嘛？换咗啲嘢，我哋感恩。咁都正常嘅，保罗都系由自己开始，不过咧中意佢一开始话我的神系嘛，我的上帝，佢描述上帝，我嘅系嘛，我的上帝好个人嘅，都真系嘅。喺困难当中见到喺黑掹掹嘅监牢里边，有咩紧要得过神与你同在啊？系嘛？当咧好多人唔明白你、离弃你嘅时候，有咩紧要得过上帝同你最亲近，上帝一路嘅与你同在。所以保罗咧一开始话我的神系嘛，哇我的上帝好紧要系嘛，上帝同佢唔系好远嘅，系好近嘅。我的系嘛，我嘅系嘛，但咧佢冇停留喺净系我嘅我的里边，跟住去到咧第四第五节，跟住开始用一字眼咧变咗咧就你们系嘛，你们其实咧嗰个嘅情况咧一路嘅去由第三节至到咧第九节当中咧，三至九节，你们呢次出现咗八次。一个感恩嘅人咧，唔系净系谂自己，我攞咗啲乜嘢，我得咗乜嘢。慢慢咧，保罗连续咧用咗八次讲到你们，开始咧讲到咧睇到人哋生命当中咧，佢见到上帝啊，佢神见到上帝做紧嘢，上帝手喐紧，虽然喺佢喺监牢里边，神可以亲近，但系佢慢慢个眼界睇远啲。上帝在教会中，上帝在教会当中建立着成就着他的作为，做着他的使命。跟着未算，到最后第六节，由我到第八次你们，到最后提到耶稣基督，上帝在动。虽然教会腓立比教会都有内忧外患，很多困难，里面有同工的不和，很多困难，不是一间完美教会，但佢临尾佢都感恩到，见到乜嘢？佢睇见上帝，经文都有读啦，系嘛？嗰、那个喺你当中开始咗事工嗰、那个，佢一定会咩包底啊嘛？佢一定会成就完成佢工作。佢由自己睇到众人，最尾睇到上帝，亦就系感恩当中咧，一路一浪一浪去睇到咧一个属灵嘅洞见。咁我哋可以学习一个地方。当然啦，佢中意咧佢一个嘅祈祷啊。佢感恩感恩嘅时候咧，佢话：哎呀，每次谂起佢哋咧一祈祷嘅时候就欢欢喜喜嘅。点解欢喜咧？头先讲过，唔系一间教会好，都系一间教会一路都支持佢喺奉献当中咧，喺全方位事上咧，一齐同佢并肩作战啦。我相信咧，除咗呢样之外，最开心系乜嘢啊？见到呢班人咧，嗰团火冇熄过。保罗喺呢间教会当中传福音，建立起佢哋咧。起码是有十年以上的时间，十年之前呢开始了这个事工，这间教会一路到现在还支持他，一路一起热心的传福音。上次讲到提过，现在就很兴的十年挑战，是吧？十年挑战 10 year challenge， 想想十年前的你和现在的你，你爱主你侍奉的心是火热了啊，一冷淡咗咧，再望翻当年同你一齐年青嘅时候，一齐爱主侍奉主班人，有几多个仲喺教会？唔容易，特别而家 Facebook 咧，搵下屈以前啲小学同学、中学同学，几十年前冇见噶啦，搵翻佢哋，真系有啲真系仲爱紧主，有啲冇翻教会，你明噶系嘛？即系热心一阵好容易嘅，热心好多年咧，好唔容易。只不过我谂起呢间教会。十年前同一齐拍住相传福音，咁支持我方工作，今日仲咁火热，佢话：哎，为你感谢神，感谢神。不过重要系乜嘢？我相信咧，佢哋喺教会咁即系咁嗰个关系咁密切，除咗系佢支持佢之外，更加系咩啊？见到对方咧喺福音嘅事上有份，有份呢个字咧，即系英文就系 colonia 或者系英嚟做咧 fellowship 都有嘅 fellowship， 原文系。有份有 partnership， 应该更加准啲系 partnership。见到有份，佢同啲教会嗰个情谊，因为咧见到保罗子 好想福音传开，叫呢间教会又好热心将福音传开，大家一个重叠嘅位置，大家一齐咧揾一啲重叠嘅空间，所以大家特别熟，要特别咧为对方感恩。见到有人同你一齐传福音，仲要一路嘅十年以嚟都系咁火热嘅话咧，特别感恩。要你咁嘅弟兄，咁嘅姊妹，你谂起佢，你都开心啦，系嘛？十年十几年嗰团火都冇熄过，继续热心传讲福音嘅时候，你为佢真系感恩。所以保罗就谂起教会，一谂起就感恩，一感起开心，为你感谢神。跟住未算喺啊，佢感恩嘅基础系乜嘢？唔系净系班人热心咁简单，而家睇见更加睇远高啲系咩啊？耶稣基督深信，深信呢个字咧，即系喺教育当中一路都强调咧。他信靠的从来都是上帝而不是人。在教育里面每次说我深信是个焦点都在上帝不是人那里。有时望人我们很难感恩，望教会更加难感恩，好像很多地方都做得不好，是吧？这间教会是吧，都是腓立比教会都是很多的困难。等等，我内忧外患，有同工的不和，即是一间完美教会才是感恩的话，保罗都是悭翻了。保罗点解仲可以感恩呢？因为深信咧，上帝睇住，上帝开始建立呢班人，一定咧会保守成全到底，会完成上帝嗰个工作。佢睇见上帝。今日我可唔可以感恩呢？特别为其他人感恩咧，为教会感恩，呢个好关键嗰个嘅角度。望见人，都唔好嘅，好多问题。望见佢啊，都好多即系唔好嘅地方。即系望见人系会嘅，所以帮保罗一路睇见嘅时候睇一百次，他们就最尾好紧要，最尾见到咩？见到耶稣，见到上帝嘅工作，见到上帝会包底，教会如是，个人灵命如是，上帝一定会完成嘅工作。救恩唔系人嘅作为系嘛，系耶稣嘅作为。原来行到终点都系上帝作为，呢段嘅天路历程。你同我去行到终点，都唔系你同我咩巴闭，有上帝嘅保守，有上帝嘅扶持，有上帝咧拖带当中，即系靠我哋咧，真系冇乜希望，系嘛？真系嘅，上帝拯救我哋，上帝亦都咧透过佢嘅圣灵嘅帮助，一路嘅带到我哋到底，成就佢嘅工作。呢个咧系保罗感恩呢个最紧要原因个基础，体现上帝。而至可以好大胆嘅嚟到去感恩。七至八字更加提到咧，佢第一次提到呢段书里面讲到佢系被捆锁当中，亦都咧被囚嘅，面对咧嗰个艰难。最难就系咩？当你艰难嘅时候，仲有人愿意同你同甘共苦。保罗就好感恩，就话当我困难坐紧监嘅时候，呢间教会点解弟兄姊妹对不离不弃？仲要系乜嘢啊？辩护同证实两样嘢嚟。第一个辩护系咩啊？当然他被人攻击紧啦，要咧上庭啦，系嘛？俾人咧控诉紧，佢要辩护嘅。但系仲有第二部分系咩啊？证实啊，保罗有机会喺高官面前咧去见证基督耶稣嗰个复活嘅能力，佢生命见证。所以咧，佢话俾腓立比教会听，跟住佢谂起，虽然佢系被囚，但系同样一个福音宣讲嘅机会，佢都知道咧，佢咁去谂，上帝都系好清楚佢嘅心智，亦都咧系。是有在作证当中的。所以今天我们想起感恩，感恩其实是最难。我相信环教会里面我们都很少感恩，特别诗歌也好，或者是我们平时祈祷当中感恩是很少的。为子感恩或者要有，为教会感恩真的很少。但今天透过保罗一开短经文，为教会感恩我们可以学习。特别我留意到即系诗篇第一百篇提到佢话，当以感谢心进入他的门，系嘛？当以咧清谢入他院。喺属灵操练当中咧，一个咧感恩容易帮助你进入一个神同在嘅境界当中。感恩就留意神做紧嘅嘢，神以往做过嘅嘢，帮助你进入神同在嗰个境界里边。跟住先祈求咧，我哋祈求嘅嘢都会啲唔同嘅。咁我哋好少感恩，忘记咗神听咗你祷告，我哋好多需要，好多紧要嘅迫切需要话俾神听，但好少咧坐落嚟为到上帝曾经帮助过你的地方，神祝福教会的地方献上感恩。 头先提过嗰间教会1500多人夜晚即系参加祈祷会，我好感恩系咩？见到佢哋一个个好多咧系即系一祈祷嘅时候咧，佢分享就掹本簿出嚟。祈祷会嘛，崇拜嘅拎圣经啦，祈祷会拎本簿出嚟，我睇咩嚟咧？每人有本簿，有本日记簿，写住咧呢一个月上帝点听佢祷告，写低佢写低祈乜嘢，写低上帝点聆听佢祷告，写低我点为呢位弟兄祈祷，我写点为教会祈祷，写低，以至咧拎簿出嚟，大家分享翻呢个月如何祷告当中咧经历上帝。所以我明白呢间教会咧，年轻人咧即系流失率得1% 嘅啫，好多教会系60%+走晒嘅，因为见到一班年轻人，对唔对？啲年轻人见到上帝好真实喺当中，信仰唔系净系背金句，信仰系经历神好实在同在，喺祷告当中，特别祷告当中咧，神好真实嚟到去话俾佢听，神今日依然嘅喺人生命当中，喺教会里边喐紧。只手喐紧嘅，好真好活喺佢当中，亦要感恩佢数算上帝嘅同在，神嘅作为。跟住咧，去到咧经文嘅第二段啦，9-11就系祈祷啦。一间咧，即系哇，10年前嗰团火，到而家仲系咁火热嘅教会，有乜嘢祈祷咧？仲有咩位祈求咧？仲有，所以今日学下啦。保罗话咩？哎，我知道你哋好有爱心啊，不过咧点样啊？原来爱心再加上咩知识。同埋咧，可以咧，以至可以咧，即系分辨是非喎。基督徒唔系净系爱心，梗系有个知识 knowledge 啊，对神嘅认识、真理嘅认识，以至咧可以明辨是非。点样做决定呢？求乜嘢呢？做决定嘅时候用乜嘢做标准呢？原来咧，保罗呢啲间教会好有爱心啊，但系知道咧仲可以尽心嘅，仲系乜嘢啊？加上知识，以至咧学习咗一个好嘅决定 ，discernment 分辨明辨一个好紧要嘅学习，以至咧有日我哋系咧品格喺耶稣面前咧系无可指责。英文咧 pure 呢个字咧强调一个嘅品格啦，系嘛？即系喺神面前咧无可指责。当然咧最终极目标系乜嘢啊？有日耶稣翻嚟嘅时候咧喺神面前咧唔单止无可指责，以至透过生命。神得荣耀嘛，保罗咁样为呢间教会祈祷，咁样为呢班弟兄姊妹祈祷。我时谂下，哇，佢嘅祈祷同我哋祈祷好似争好远咯，系嘛？我哋祈祷好时都好少为呢个祈祷嘅，系嘛？最多话哎呀，为佢健康祈祷啦，为佢咧系顺利工作顺利祈祷啦，呢啲都紧要嘅，系嘛？我哋好少咯，为到咩？为到佢哋对神嘅认识咧祈祷。好想好少为到嗰个人咧，能够咧喺神面前都明辨是非啊，识得做个啱嘅决定，有咁嘅生命，有咁嘅属灵深度祈祷。好少为到嘅人咧，希望佢嘅品格喺神面前咧无可指责祈祷。好少为到嘅人咧，能够有日耶见到耶稣嘅时候咧无可指责嘅祈祷。好少为到嘅人咧，神啊，用呢个人生命彰显你荣耀祈祷。有冇试过啊？我哋好少系嘛？所以保罗系咁样为。我哋班人祈祷，我哋班教会祈祷，我谂下今日，咦，我哋学到咩咧？当下次祈求嘅时候，除咗为事工之外，我点样为人祈祷咧？点样为弟兄姊妹祈祷咧？点为你嘅团友祈祷咧？点为你嘅家人祈祷咧？所以今日应用咧有几个地方一起学习嘅，咁啊，即系提个 praise report 啊，即系赞美。感恩同埋咧可以祈求嘅 prayer request 点样去学习咧？有几个地方咧，我一齐去思想。第一个咧，我相信咧系即系讲之前咧要提下咩叫灵性咧？有时讲哎呀属灵操练啊，咁呢成日都讲嘅字眼。其实灵性讲到咧一个结连人同自己、人同其他人、人同上帝嗰个结连。所以今日咧我哋讲话，我哋要爱主，我哋翻教会好耐咁样，或者我哋好属灵嘅咁样。咦？问一下，咦？如果你好属灵嘅话咧？你对自己认识几多咧？你同人其他人嘅关系有冇啲知心人可以咧深交咧？可以真系赤路敞开讲出你嘅心事咧？可以够胆分享你嘅恐惧、难处、软弱咧？你同神关系点咧？咁样三嚿嘢都分唔开嘅，我净系爱神嘅啫，唔得嘅。灵性嘅操练，认识自己，结连其他人，结连上帝，三嚿嘢其实都系分唔开嘅。 可以咧都系谂下，咦，今日我哋点样喺当中嚟到去操练同埋学习？第一个咧，我想分享嘅就系咧，我喺呢间 Southland Church 啊，见到佢哋嘅儿童小组都好啊。不过咧，谂下啊，佢哋点做咧？我见到佢哋挂喺课室门口嗰个 banner 嗰个嘅中文叫做咧一个招牌啦，或者系叫嗰个宣传嗰个嘅啊展板。好中意佢嗰四个儿童事工嗰个重点，佢系咩？第一个系爱教会 ，to love church。第二咧就系有归属感 ，to belong。第三咧先系咧认识圣经故事啊 ，to know the Bible 系嘛。第四咧就系 experience Jesus。四样嘢就系佢儿童事工嘅四个重点。发觉咧，我哋环教多数系讲蓝色嗰部分啫，背金句系嘛，最要背金句，最要翻主学，最紧要啫。都是紧要的，肯定啦，讲先啦，是紧要的。不过呢，发觉仲有三样嘢呢，我哋冇嘅。我呢个好少讲嘅。第一个咩呀？爱教会。我成日讲耶稣爱你啫 ,Jesus love you, 系咪？我好少教佢呢，教小朋友爱教会。保罗爱教会，保罗为教会祈祷。或者今日呢，我哋由细要训练啲弟兄姊妹，或者特别小朋友呢，点样爱教会呢？点样为教会祈祷呢？我都好少讲，即系我承认真系多数有咩需要啊？考试啊，为祈祷啦咁样。我有冇教佢哋如何爱教会呢？第二咧就系 to belong 系嘛，有归属感，个个翻嚟都系背金句，只系当间冇乜结连嘅，冇乜朋友嘅其实。第四最紧要经历耶稣，上除咗背金句之外。耶稣有几真实呢？啊，点帮佢？当然咧，教会透过祷告当中嘅帮助经历神啦。啊，嗰四样嘢咧，以致帮助小朋友从小咧个信仰打好根基。所以今日第一样，我相信咧，第一个要学习系咩咧？即系爱教会。点样爱教会咧？点样为教会祈祷咧？我哋有冇为教会祈祷咧？其实系嘛，会都净系为自己咧？保罗咁样就由我，跟住睇八次你们，佢最尾咧睇到上帝工作。不容易的，但是可以学的，是吧？可以学。可能给我们一个即是属灵的洞见，看见上帝在教会当中工作，上帝在那个人生命当中工作。虽然那个人未完美，是吧？但知道神在动的，帮助你去爱教会，不只是教会服侍你，教会满足你的要求。今天我怎样去爱教会呢？以至今天回来教会，我可以成为想想就那个弟兄姊妹的灵情祷伴。我團契咧，自制團今年有一個就 prayer partner， 就禱告伴侶。咁好多團契都冇乜，而家都唔興啦，係嘛？但係需要嘅，有人為你祈禱，有人定時為你祈禱，有人記得為你祈禱。當然祈乜嘢再講啦，但起碼好緊要，即係去愛弟兄姊妹、愛教會，由禱告開始。第二個咧，我想講呢個咧，即係第五節個字咧叫 Cononia。我呢度咧 fellowship 啊，一个字。保罗同教会咁熟，唔系因为咧，净系咧大家，哎呀，我哋一齐团契相交啦。我谂起团契，谂起咩啊？饮杯茶，食个包，倾下偈，吹下水，系嘛？都系团契相交，系好嘅，系嘛？得保罗佢系咧，想要尽心有个深交咧，就唔系净系停留喺饮杯茶、食个包、吹下水咁简单，甚至乎查经咁简单。保罗讲嘅系乜嘢啊？原来 Cononia 一次除了 fellowship 之外，更加有深的意思是什么？ partnership。 原来团契除了聊聊天吃个包之外，更加是什么？一起承担福音使命。 Cononia 一次是原本在那个时代是讲到商业的字眼，一起夹粉做生意，是吧？一起夹粉做生意，这个是一个法律字眼，一起呢结盟做生意，一齐发力，一齐做好盘生意去咁样，呢就系个字嘅原本意思。保罗讲呢个字眼，好强调嘅唔系净系咧，大家团契相交 ，fellowship 吹下水，食个包咁样，系咩啊 ？partnership， 大家拍住上，一齐宣讲福音，完成上帝嘅使命。所以今日如果我哋谂下，保罗系咁去睇，而同呢个教会咁深交嘅时候咧，系有原因嘅。都问翻自己啦。今日我自己有冇宣教使命呢？我有冇福音使命呢？ 只要冇嘅话咧，冇嘅嘢好难同人咧去结连嘅系嘛？当你只有嘅时候，好自然咧，对方又有嘅时候咧，大家特别投契。所以今日我哋咦谂下呢个嘅团契，讲下呢个 colonia 喺个服侍相交嘅时候咧，特别系相交嘅时候，谂下咦会更多谂下 partnership 咩？一齐结伴同行，拍住上去分享。完成上帝的福音使命，当然有福音工作当中有前线有后方，还有过去敲门那么简单的，是吧？可以有不同的工作，但起码大家同一个使命，可以有不同的岗位，你有没有呢？会都是我们团契小组里面一起追求的地方，一起吃个包，不是错的，但会可以进都一起这么多年了，是吧？十年了，还可以进心一点，一起呢有福音的使命，以致大家的关系个心交能够咧，哇，更加咧结连，唔系因为同你熟，见你十年，所以大家都有啲熟啦，冇乜嘢讲啦咁样。唔系啊，有啊，大家嚟分享对神个福音工作事负担咯，一齐拍住上啦，为你福音工作祈祷啦，为你宣教使命祈祷啦，系嘛，仲好啲嘢做噶，一齐经历神，一齐拍住上，就呢个字咧，俾我哋嘅意思。今日第二个功课俾你学习嘅，保罗同间教会嘅情谊。是这样这么深，有原因的。愿你团伙激励其他人团伙，人家团伙又烧回你团伙，是吧？彼此激励，一起呢拍住上，一起去承担上帝给我们的福音使命。第三讲呢成圣之旅啊，保罗提到呢他深信上帝必定呢成全这些工作。当你说要成为人家的灵情土伴，愿意同人一起结伴同行这条天路历程一起行的时候呢，最难是什么呢？见到人的软弱，见到人的不足，见到人的甚至乎犯错的地方，我们哎呀，即是觉得特别很多批评啊，很多埋怨啊这样。但今天呢，保罗这个经文有一个很重要的提醒，如果上帝救了这个人，他救了这班人的话呢，上帝会包底的嘛，是吧？可能那一刻他很软弱，那一刻做的事你觉得很眼冤，我觉得做啲嘢咧，觉得哎呀，真系，真系好唔顺眼。记得上帝喺佢里边，上帝继续工作会包底，系嘛？所以咁系睇人嘅话咧，好唔同。当你愿意同人去结伴同行，做人嘅灵情土伴嘅时候，呢个我哋唯一嘅信心嘅地方，系我哋信一个嗰个神，唔系嗰个人。所以嗰个神对嗰个人，对嗰班人，对间教会。上帝会成就会完成的工作，神会包底的，你信不信一个？信不信一个？如果这样想的时候，我们看人看教会很不同，除了看见困难问题之外，我看见上帝，上帝对这个人对这个教会不离不弃。今天我呢，在保罗让他的信心激励我们。最后提到怎样为别人祷告，有篇文章叫做别把教养孩童的责任交给教会，那边你可以上网找到的，在论坛一篇的文章挺好的，讲到很多的家长最紧张是什么，小朋友读书学什么学物，很少关心的灵性。最后要问的问题就是为什么我仔女不回教会，咁样咁你问下自己点解啦，系嘛？所以咧谂下，以祈祷嘅时候，特别透过保罗呢段经文嘅祈祷，我谂下有一个反省就系咧，好似我哋祈祷好少求保罗头先求嘅嘢嘅，系嘛？同唔同意啊？多数哎呀，佢病咗，佢要考试，系嘛？佢要咧入大学，呢个好紧要嘅事咧，我哋又紧张，系嘛？呢啲我哋会祈祷，落多几分肉紧祈祷，系嘛？呢啲系 urgent 啊嘛，系嘛？紧张嘅事，我哋祈祷，但好少咧为到佢。爱心啦，品格啦，佢咧喺神面前嘅侍奉，企唔企得住咧？啲人将来见到耶稣嘅时候，仲企唔企得住咧？系羞辱啊，亦系荣耀咧？我都好少谂啊，系嘛？都系为啲紧要事祈祷，系嘛？都系啲嚟紧面前啊，考试啊，身体啊，紧要嘅嘢祈祷，好少为到咧啲重要事祈祷。盼望今日我哋再一次为你嘅同伴，为你嘅团友。为教会祈祷的时候，想想保罗祈祷的事嘛？保罗祈什么啊？除了爱心还有什么？对神的知识嘛， knowledge 认识还有什么？以致可以分明辨明辨是非，意思是说 识咗个啱嘅决定。仲有乜嘢啊？品格无可指责。仲有乜嘢啊？企得喺神面前嘅 ，not ashamed， 唔系丑丑地见耶稣嘅。有日佢生命系可以荣耀上帝。咁样祈祷、啊，试下今日将保罗祈祷，谂下点为你嘅团友祈祷，点为众恩强祈祷。如果你有仔女有孙嘅话，你试下咁样为祈祷啊，好吗？呢啲唔 urgent 嘅，唔紧，好似咧唔系好紧急，但好紧要。系我哋忙好多功课，忙好多嘢，但呢个人咧行到最尾，喺耶稣翻嚟嘅时候，企唔企得住咧？耶稣见到佢生命系咪得？系咪即系佢生命当佢展现嘅时候，系咪神得荣耀咧？呢、这个我哋好少谂系嘛？盼望呢个系我哋为人祷告，千祈唔好漏咗嘅嘢，好吗？一齐学习，一齐咧去尽心，愿神咧帮助我哋继续喺祷告当中，成为其他弟兄姊妹呢个灵情嘅土伴，咁样为祈祷结伴同行。生命当中咧，你同我都会跌跌碰碰系嘛？但唔紧要，上帝与我同行，上帝透过呢班弟兄姊妹同我一齐同行，我哋彼此当中咧，我一齐去祷告啦、鼓励啦，一齐完成上帝交托俾我哋嘅福音使命。
Let's pray, Lord God, I want to thank you that we can come to worship you, Lord. And Lord, I just pray that the message that you placed on my heart this week speak truth in our walk with you, Lord. And Lord, if we're coming here with destruction of this broken world, I just pray that you would bind them and cast them away so we can focus on you, Lord. As Jesus' name, amen. What is your favorite food? What is your comfort food? What do you crave? What is it that when you eat it makes you so happy? We are very blessed to live in Vancouver because we are a multicultural society in Vancouver. Every kind of cuisine you can think of, we have it. And one of the blessings I had when I was teaching immigrants, potlucks. Potlucks is something I really look forward to because I taught many different students from many different cultures. Now just imagine when you had a company potluck at your workplace, what do you usually have? Pasta, fried chicken, pizza, right? I'm assuming. So when I was teaching, we had potlucks, every food from my students' culture. So shish kebab, Korean bulgogi, japchae, what else I ate? So many things. And I was so blessed to have my students blessing me with very different kinds of cuisines. Now, when we go to a restaurant and the server comes and puts the food in front of us, usually in the past, what do? We eat. But we don't do that anymore. What's the first thing we do when someone puts food in front of us? Ching, 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 ching. Take pictures. We don't eat it. We take pictures first. Because pictures are more important than eating. And I remember one time I went to a Chinese restaurant and they were very, very famous for their sweet and sour pork. So it was on the table. The first thing I did is I took one barbecue sweet and sour pork from the plate. And then before the other people could eat it, my friend goes, wait, hold on. He takes his chopstick, he fills that little hole in the plate, and takes a picture. That's what we do. We take pictures before we eat. In fact, because of the explosion of social media and the internet, we have food bloggers. And we follow Instagram, and we follow Facebook, and we put pictures and pictures and pictures, sometimes more than our family. We put pictures, pictures. But there's also another thing that happens with the explosion of internet. It started in Korea in 2010. Does anyone know what the term mukbang means? Anyone know what mukbang means? Who doesn't know what mukbang means? So mukbang is an sort of a vlogging, but the person basically is go on the camera and they eat and they talk to the audience. So I'm just going to give you a little sample of what mukbang is. And hopefully, I think the video should play. So I'm just give you a little bit, okay? I don't want to play the whole video because it's too long, but maybe a one-minute video. But the first minute should sort of give you what mukbang is. That's what it is, but this is the video.
잘 보이죠? 된장찌개 시켰는데 왜 된장찌개가 빨갛지? 잠깐만. 된장찌개 시켰는데 왜 된장찌개가 아 뜨거 아 뜨거 아 뜨거 이건 뭐야? 이건 뭐지? 서비스인가? 만두인가? 뭘 드실까? 맛있는 거 드실까? 이게 뭐지? 시발람도 반찬이네.
Can we pause the video? But today, we're not talking about that type of taste. We're going to talk about a very, very different kind of taste. Not the taste of food, but the taste of the Lord's goodness. The Lord's goodness. Have we all tasted the Lord's goodness? Who hasn't tasted the Lord's goodness? Even if a person who does not know the Lord personally, I honestly think that they have tasted the Lord's goodness. But we, as followers of Christ, we should be very quick to admit that we have tasted the Lord's goodness. How so? How have we tasted the Lord's goodness? Have each of us counted the blessings that we've had in our lives lately? Both material and spiritual blessings, have you counted every blessing that you had? Have you looked around your life and what type of blessings that you have received from the Lord? The Lord has blessed us with so much. And we really need to take inventory of ourselves and our walk with God. But what has been the last thing that we have given to God? I really think this week when I was preparing this message, we have been given so much. So much to that the Lord has given us, but what have we given back to the Lord? We all have indeed tasted the Lord's goodness. And it's time for payback. At least, we should be trying to give back to the Lord what He has done for each one of us in our lives. Because we have tasted the Lord's goodness. So what should we do? Peter, this morning, suggests some ways that we can pay back pay back to the Lord what he has given us and allow us to really, really taste the Lord's goodness. The first is we should rid the evil in us. Peter tells us to rid ourselves of malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Now, referring back to verse 22, we need to get rid of any attitude that could hinder or threaten our love for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, the original expression in Greek that we translate into put off or put away has an image of removing our former life of sin, just like we're removing a garment of an article of clothing, a garment. For example, Paul reminds us in Romans chapter 13, the night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. While we cannot become completely sinless in our lives, no matter how hard we try, we are commanded to get rid of sin in order to be more Christ-like. Now, Peter listed several different types of sin to remove from our lives. The sins Peter listed fights against and conflicts with our love and causes disagreement among our brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, the first two sins mentioned refer to general categories. The last three sins refer to specific acts that flow out of them. It should be noted that all these sins are aiming at harming other people, whereas love seeks the goodness of others. When we have malicious behavior, we are in essence doing evil despite the good that we have been blessed and received. Malicious behavior has a desire to harm others. And sometimes malicious behavior may be hidden behind good actions and good intentions. Deceit means we deliberately trick and mislead by lying. Hypocrisy means that people say one thing and do another. Play acting, presenting good motives that mask selfish desire. Jealousy means we desire to possess something that someone else has. This causes discontent and resentment as believers because we make unhealthy comparisons to one another. It also makes us unable to be thankful of the good that comes from others. Backstabbing means destroying another person's character by lies, gossip, rumor spreading. Now, malice often manifests itself through backstabbing too. We all need to work on cleaning up our lives more and more, more than even trying to clean up other people's lives. Now, sometimes I have to tell myself that I need to listen to my sermons more often. Now, there are certain evils that need to be removed. Removed and perhaps even killed if it affects our walk with Christ. Do any of us have any bad habits that we need to shed and get rid of? Are we suffering from malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander? All of us are guilty of these sins. But the encouraging thing is, the Lord will help us to get the job done, but we have to have personally admit to those sins and ask God for forgiveness and transformation. Second, we should crave good. But more importantly, we need to crave what is good. Consider food cravings. That's pretty normal for our lives. And we might say, wow, I'm craving or I'm hungry for. And then we get it. And when we satisfy that craving, but we also need to be reminded that we are more than just flesh and blood. We have eternity within us, in a sense. Consequently, there should be a certain amount of desire for craving for spiritual things. Life with God, reading the Bible, worship. Just recall. Recall when you first encountered God and you committed your lives to God. There was a sense of euphoria. You couldn't get enough of the church, the sermons, and fellowship. But some of us who've been Christians for a long time, that joy disappears. And some of us tell ourselves, I've already known as much as I need. There isn't any more anything new for me to learn. So what has happened? What has happened to those cravings for spiritual things? Do we still have it? And if we don't, what's wrong? I truly believe that it's the principle of lose it if you don't use it. The more we read it, the more we practice it, the more we want it. And this is essentially true when it comes to God. God has created within each one of us an inborn desire to know Him and to have a relationship with Him. As newborn babies crave milk, so born-again believers should crave, but more specifically, long for, pure spiritual milk that will nourish and help us grow in maturity. And I want to stress, this does not just mean Bible study or personal Bible study with your friends or going to church or going to Sunday school or attending a Christian college or going to a seminary. It describes the spiritual nature of our craving as opposed to fleshy cravings. Pure spiritual milk refers to the very things that nourish the Christian community in its growth, in its knowledge of God, prayer, instruction to the gospel, faithful obedience, and hearing God's preached word. The desire for spiritual nourishment is the desire that any church that wants to know the Lord and to live in the light of His will. This points to the Word of God, which provides spiritual life to those who partake it. Like milk, the essential nourishment for babies, God's words will sustain life and give growth. The purity of God's word means there is no imperfection, no flaws, no dilutions, that it will not deceive or lead us astray. Now, Peter uses the expression milk in verse 2 in very positive context, as compared with that here, the word term milk used in Hebrews chapter 5, which where the writers employed a similar metaphor, but used milk in contrast to meat as depicting the diet of immature believers. By using the term baby, Peter was not implying that his readers were young believers. Indeed, some of them have been Christians for a very long time. Instead, he may have been picking up the reference being born again that we read in verse 23 in chapter 1. Peter was saying that believers should always crave more and more of God's word in the same way that babies cries for milk. Then, by taking that nourishment, believers can grow into the fullness of their salvation. Salvation is an ongoing experience from the time of new birth until the time Christ returns. And at that time, salvation will be completed. There should be a craving within us for Him and the Word. Now, if we don't have that craving, we really need to start reading and diving into the Bible until we get that craving again. Third, we should grow spiritually. The idea is this. Some of us think, we're already saved, but we need to grow in our salvation or grow up in our salvation. Apparently, there also must be a desire to grow in some form or another to make progress. This is especially true
in the spiritual realm. We need to grow up in Christ, but if that desire isn't present, we need to do something about it. Because if we don't, we'll end up as a bunch of spiritual infants. Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 4, we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ. People who are children in their faith and knowledge must grow and must mature. Why? Because there's a possibility that we'll be susceptible to false teaching. Immature believers, like children, are unable to discern when they're being lied to because the lies sound like the truth. Naive acceptance of new teachings will keep their minds in a much turmoil as a stormy sea. Indeed, false teaching was a major problem in the early church. For example, Paul warned the people of Galatia about false teaching in the first chapter of Galatians. He writes, "But even if we are an angel from heaven, should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received, let him be accursed." Believers must be growing toward maturity in true faith. Only then they'll be able to discern false doctrines, and they'll stay the course in their walk and grow in maturity. Paul also teaches in Colossians chapter 1 that we must end and adopt a new mindset. To walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work, increasing in knowledge of God. Growth is a natural part of growing up. Of course, some grow higher than others, but that should not discourage us one bit. God values the direction we go, not the perfection. And my greatest hope is that my son Kairos will grow up to become even more spiritual, even a better Christian than his mom and dad. Whatever Kairos decides to go in his career, education, etc., at least we and I are confident that he's heading in the right direction. And we pray that he keeps on going in that direction. As parents, we genuinely want our kids to do better in life, but more specifically, in our spiritual life. It should be obvious to us that we want that from every child that we have, that they grow spiritual. If we want them to go to church, we, as parents, must be faithful in going to church. If we want our kids to grow up spiritually, we also must grow up spiritually. So the question is, how does a person grow, even if that desire isn't present, or when we go through a period of spiritual dryness? When people say that they're spiritually dry, they usually mean that they feel distant from God, or they're struggling in their growth. They don't see God working. The burdens of life are pressing in, and they start to feel discouraged. Sometimes it could be due to personal sin, as sin causes us to feel distant from God because we are attempting to live for ourselves instead of living for God. It could be due to physical, mental, or emotional pain, as when we are sick, we're often more difficult to focus on God or spiritual things. Now, some theologians think that God allows us to reach a low point before God intervenes in a more very, very powerful way. The Israelites in Exodus 14 were trapped by the Red Sea. They were caught between Pharaoh's army and the sea, and escape was nowhere in sight. It was this time that God chose to intervene for a miracle that allowed the Israelites to escape. It is during these times that we're reminded of James' words in chapter 4, that draw near to God and he will draw near to you. But we can also overcome spiritual dryness through prayer. Jesus teaches us in Matthew chapter 7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. But also we can cure our spiritual dryness through fellowship. One of the strengths of the early church was they spent time with one another. Acts chapter 2 tells us, and day by day, attending to the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all people. God desires his people to be involved in fellowship, encouragement, and true relationships. We are created by a relational God, which means relationship is at the core. Henry Nouwen reminds us this. It is precisely in times of spiritual dryness that we must hold on to our spiritual discipline so that we can grow in new intimacy with God. We should remind ourselves never to abandon our spiritual disciplines, especially those times when we're going through spiritual dryness. Now, around this time in Vancouver, there's an event that happens, and it appeals to foodies. Do you know what it is? Dine Out. Dine Out Vancouver. Like military strategists, foodies plan their conquest of the restaurant scene. We and I are like those food generals. We plan our master attack plan each year. Early on in our courtship, I recall one year during my birthday, we had a reservation early in the evening. After finishing our meal, we were still hungry. So we went to another restaurant for part two. By the end of the evening, I consumed 2 dozen raw oysters. And I got sick for 3-4 days. But it was worth it. Yes, our stomachs were hungry, but our hearts were still hungry for one another. Wouldn't it be great if all of us felt that way when it comes to the Lord? His word, his church, his fellowship. If we have truly tasted, truly, truly tasted the Lord's goodness, then surely we want more. And if any of us here are going through spiritual dryness, and our theme again this year is doing life together, reach out. Talk to either me or other one of our pastors, or talk to someone in your fellowship, and help us walk with you through this spiritual dryness. Let us pray. Lord God, we want to thank you for every goodness that you've given us. And Lord, sometimes we don't appreciate it. And Lord, I just pray that each of us focus on you and appreciate the goodness, no matter how small. When we have a heart that focuses on your goodness, we have a heart that focuses on you. And Lord, if any of us in this church, in our circle of friends, are going through spiritual dryness, I pray that we will be able to reach out and help those in need. And I pray that you give each one of us the words to use to help those going through spiritual dryness so that they can again taste that the Lord is good. We ask Jesus' name, amen.